here we go. Let's hear what they say. Power go. We're on our way. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality.
Woo-hoo. Welcome, everyone, to Escape to Reality Podcast. This is Justina.
Hola, this is Geneva. We're here. Hi, friends.
Justina and Geneva.
Bravo, baby.
Justina.
Oh, man.
Happy anniversary to Geneva and her lovely husband. Five, a full hand.
A full hand. A flush. Five
full
years.
Full handed dick right in your.
Yep. He sent me a picture this morning of him running into the van. He was, I've probably told this story, but he was late and I had sent a minute by minute goddamn itinerary to keep us on schedule, and he ignored said itinerary and just rolled up.
I feel bad.
Late as hell.
I learned about your relationship with time after doing the podcast, and then I didn't when you were and you had a wedding, and
right.
Like, you're a very interesting person. You're very easygoing. I would say you're, I would, if somebody asked me, is Geneva easygoing, I would say yes. But that doesn't correlate with someone who has a minute by minute itinerary. It's fascinating.
Right,
it really
right.
is. Cause you, I would not say you're uptight in one bit.
I think Dorian,
you're very easygoing person.
Would argue. I'm easygoing if you're with the plan. If you're not with the plan, you're going to fucking piss me off, you know?
But even though, like, if you were an uptight person, it would come through in our relationship.
Right.
It
right,
doesn't.
Right. Well, that's good. I'll take it. Yeah, so he was late and reminded me today, so he's in the doghouse again. Yeah, so
it's every
year.
Beautiful wedding.
All right, what do you want to
do? Was a beautiful bride. You look so young. You look like a kid in your wedding.
I know,
dress.
Right? When you send me those pictures, I was like, man, we look young.
You it's look crazy. Your face looks, not that you look older, but I mean, you just look like a little baby.
And you just popped out a kid, crazy.
God.
It's wild.
I said something bad. Tyler had this. I gotta stop. I gotta really watch what I say around the kids. I shouldn't even say this on the podcast. But I said Tyler has. He's like into growing corn for popcorn and this popcorn that whatever. He's obsessed with popcorn that's fresh. And I go, oh, I'm gonna shove that up my pussy. And I shouldn't have said that. And I said it right in front of the kids. And Warner, he knows what pussy is. He goes, you're gonna shove that up. Your mom said she's gonna shove that up her vagina. And so then today,
what the hell is wrong with you?
One of them goes, and I know. And Tyler looked at me like, you really fucked up this time, Justine. And I promised to the world, I will never say that again. Don't come take my kids. I learned my lesson, and it just came out of my head. Like
dead.
I just. Joking, you know, and I just gotta watch it. And then today one of them goes, yeah, mom, she brings her angina everywhere she goes. And I go, yeah, I do. It's attached to me. And Warner goes, yeah, well, the other night you said you're gonna shove corn up it. And I go, oh my God, I didn't say that. I was joking. I'm not gonna do that. It's the joke. I didn't say that, Warner. You heard wrong.
Oh, I am dead.
Oh my God. So
parent of the year, everyone.
I'm a horrible parent. I learned my lesson. I really did, God. Please.
Man, that's good.
A real question.
Just made my day.
P word is a V word.
Yeah.
Now.
Right? How does he know that? Well,
Jesus.
I think we've found our answer from your conversation.
God, I fucked up, guys.
Oh, that's great. All right. Before we get into it,
I don't know why I tell anybody.
I know. I love it. We did want to shout out our new patrons who've joined us recently. Hello, Christine, Sheila, Missy, Chrissy. Thank you for joining us. Missy and Chrissy. Love it. We're like Love Island.
Me too.
Tilly and Lily. We love you guys. Thanks for joining.
Thank you so much.
This weekend, we're dropping Floribama Shore, episode 1 and 2. Next week, we'll be dropping
Gossip,
in addition
ripping
to a gossip,
Deborah Messing Apart.
Yeah, we'll be doing that. We will also be.
I love Deborah, but I got a bone to pick with her.
Okay, save it for the pod. We're also going to do a Netflix doc, the Britney doc. We're going to drop an episode on that next weekend, too. So thanks for joining
us,
guys.
Who made the Britney doc?
Netflix? Or like what
person? I know, but like, yeah, I wonder who's behind it. I'm excited.
Yeah, it's going to be good. What do you want to start with? Our fave, Beverly Hills?
Yeah.
What else is there, really?
Well, yeah, Below Deck was decent. I enjoyed most of enjoyed Bravo this week, I guess, but yeah.
Yeah. Loved the opening scene of Dorit FaceTiming Kathy, and Kathy like not giving a shit, not listening, playing with her makeup. I think she has no idea any conversations that are happening.
I feel like it's the opposite. She's a real bitch and everybody loves her. I like mm-hmm. Kathy, but I mm-hmm. also can see a dark side of Kathy. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. When I like Kathy, don't get me wrong. I see the fun in her, but this is again, just my rant about
the dark yeah. side is she let Paris Hilton get captured yes, from her exactly. room as a teenager. That's the dark exactly. side. People should not forget that because that shit was real.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
I agree
serious.
With you. Yeah.
And also she doesn't know the name and people are defending her. She doesn't know the name of the woman that's going to bring her purse, has her social security card in her pocket probably. And she doesn't know her name, which I find rude. Learn people's fucking names when they're cleaning, when they're in
Even,
your house
like,
helping
when,
you.
When she was bringing the thing, Kyle was like, no, to Mrs. Hilton, to Mrs. Hilton. He's like, go to Kathy. Why are this isn't the yes. Queen of England. Why are we
I'm
calling
glad you
Mrs.
brought
Hilton?
That up, too. I was. That's it's another weird. Signal to me.
Yeah.
And it's
yeah.
another signal that Kyle, it's like, yeah, she's a Kyle's even a peon in this situation.
Oh,
hey, Mrs. Hilton.
Because she doesn't even, her butler doesn't know who Kyle is. Do you know what I mean? There's yeah. like there's a in-person, like, what am I trying to say? Like, they're not close. You can tell. No. Well, if you're Crystal, who has a ton of money and has a live-in help, they're like best friends. So yes. I think.
That does show
lot.
That yeah. Crystal is a lot nicer, even though,
right.
yeah, she made her cousins work the party.
Right.
But no, I there is something to it. I find Kathy fun, but she's also kind of producing the show in a way where people, it's not as getting as messy as it could get with her around.
Oh, I actually appreciated her at the dinner. Like, well, calm down. Just because no one else can check anybody. She has yeah. a little bit of control with these women.
She's the ruler, man.
To see. Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody really respects her and bows down.
And you know who I just
those bank accounts.
Yeah.
I don't get me wrong. I enjoy Kathy, but I also can see.
No, I think you're right. Yeah.
Yeah.
I hate, like, I've gone from, I used to love her to didn't want to see her on the screen. Now when Lisa Rinna talks, it's like grating to me. Like her patronizing fucking tone to Garcelle.
Oh,
completely inappropriate, very like white woman bullshit. Like, I can't stand Lisa Rinna. I find her so annoying.
Can't agree more. She's ruining the show. Like, and her friendship with Erica. I can't stand her.
It. When she was like, after, you know, Garcelle talked and like cried with her, she's like, I mean, right there, when you were just vulnerable, that was just beautiful. It's like, Rinna, shut up.
Oh, it made me sick.
I don't
poor
like
Garcelle.
Her. I know.
That's a deal with these idiots. They're so, I can't stand her.
It's like I think honestly why they feel like Garcelle isn't trying is like, in order for them to think somebody's a friend, they need like that ass kissing, oh my god, you look so beautiful, like that's yeah. the energy they require that Garcelle's just not going to give you, you know?
It's not real,
right?
They're not real with each other.
Not at all.
That's why you're right. 100%.
The elephant in the room is, you know, like all of them think Erica's full of shit, but they're all sitting there kissing her ass. You know, it's like, it's just so fake.
They will not really take her to task. It's so sad.
It's weird.
And Dorit trying to be like PK, but she can't be because she's still.
Right. Like the conversation at the end with Erica, Kyle and Rinna, where Erica's like telling the story of Tom going into a home. It's like, again, the tone is so sympathetic to him and completely ignoring the fact that he committed major fraud and fucked over all these people. You know what I mean? Like, it's not even a
You're
topic.
Not just going broke. You scammed people.
Right. Like, and she's sitting there like, it's just tragic. I'm worried about him no matter what. But 2 weeks ago, you couldn't wait to get divorced and he's a manipulative, terrible person. Which is it?
And now his family are scumbags. You're a scumbag too, Erica. You're all right. scumbags.
I just
his
I don't
son
buy
was
it.
Involved in the firm. They all knew.
Yeah.
Anybody that was there for more than 2 days knew exactly what the hell was going on.
100%.
Doesn't take long to figure it out.
Yeah. I found
Bethany
that.
Frankel knew.
Yeah. Right.
Did you see that video of Tom?
Yes. And his friends like, no, move the camera, keep walking. He's like, she knew. He's all there. Yeah. I think this is all fake.
And he's living in a home. He goes from the Pasadena estates to that.
I know.
But it is all a ruse, so he doesn't go to the ultimate home, the jail, right?
Yes, I think so.
He's not stupid.
Like, I would almost have more sympathy for Erica if she was like, I feel so conflicted because what he did is so fucked up, but we were married for 30 years, whatever.
100%.
She doesn't say any of that. She hasn't said it once unless she was forced to. Which is
the fact that now she, again, we say every week, she's filming, she's in more of this show than ever before.
Right. And she had a makeup artist with her. And then next week she's talking about she has no money. Everybody else was doing their own makeup.
Even Kathy Hilton.
Right. And you're traveling with a glam squad.
I do love her and Kim, or her and Kyle.
I like that.
And she's like, your rollers are still in your hair. And when she said, so that's the true Kathy. When she goes, oh, Lisa Rinna, why is she scared of Lisa Rinna? Oh, Lisa Rinna was calling me. I was scared. They're having drinks. You show up 5 minutes late. What's the problem?
I loved Kathy. You know? Is she your boss?
Yeah. That shows Kathy is with it.
Yes. Oh, yeah. The deferring to Kathy is a fascinating aspect of the season. Like that everyone treats her like gold. And like that she's like this fun little novelty that it's a very odd. She gets an odd treatment, you know, like she survived
royalty. Yeah.
Yeah. Or like she survived a horrific fire at 15.
Something happened to her.
You know,
yeah.
It's like, and she's alive. Something's very odd.
It's because it's because she's the richest and they bow down to money.
Yep. I think you're right.
Yeah. Okay. I don't. Yeah. That the dinner scene with Garcelle just made me angry. I just wanted to flip the table. It made me sick. Like, I really want Garcelle to stay, but if I was her, I wouldn't even want to go. I'd be dragging my feet.
I mean, when Dorit started talking to her and she's like, you know, it's just about like authentic, like whatever Dorit was saying. And Garcelle's like, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You could just tell like Garcelle, like,
she hates her.
She does not like them.
Dorit with these pigtails.
Oh my God, the pigtails. I feel like it's an okay look once.
She's cute. I get it, but it's just funny. It makes me laugh. And her face has changed so much. She's got that Kardashian face. It's just, she's like a filtered look. Mm-hmm. It's insane. It's crazy how far makeup has come.
Yeah, it really has.
Oh God. I love, my favorite is Garcelle and Sutton in the wheelchair. Her around. They're so cute together.
I liked Sutton. Like, this really shows your mothering side, Garcelle.
They are cute. I really enjoy their friendship together.
I do too. Yeah. And I really have turned on Sutton.
I hope it all works out and that Erica is scamming and mm-hmm. Sutton is 100% right. Mm-hmm. And Sutton was on Watch What Happens Live 4 times this season, yet she's on the end of the couch at the reunion. Makes no sense. She should be forefront. It should be and Erica. Yeah. Fuck Kyle.
Yeah.
And
at least we got a reunion.
Okay. Yeah. Right. That is so crazy that they don't. The New York. It's so sketchy. That season better be canceled because I never wanted to come back if they don't have this reunion.
Right.
What? Yeah, Andy can't handle it? Come on.
I think the theory I read was what happened is they don't want to. They don't want the fallout of Ramona's behavior and what she may say at the reunion to affect the Peacock show.
Which is sick.
I know. It is sick. All right. What else on Beverly Hills?
Yeah. Ebony's too smart for him. Erica brings her dog. Why is she bringing her dog now? Does no one, she can afford makeup, but she can't afford someone to watch her dog.
I thought the same. And they all drove separately. That was weird.
Why the dog dragging him to the she never would have done that before.
I know.
Is it comforting to her?
Maybe. It's odd.
When she's at the table and she says, I'm fearful or whatever. What is this tactic? Is it a tactic for the courts or is she really innocent? She's not innocent. I mean, we don't believe that, but what is it? She's never been this open.
I know. That's why it's fascinating. I don't know what's going on. I can say genuinely I have no idea.
Leah from The Real Housewives of Miami, she's married to this high-end attorney, and she goes, there's no way that Erica knew. He was her trophy wife and this and that, and she was just living the life, and it all fell out and blah, blah, blah. Well, then how did $20 million get funneled into her account? That's not being not involved.
And it's the timing that's super suspicious, right? Wasn't right. 6 months. It wasn't, it was like a week before, you know, or days before. Like, it just, it doesn't track that she had no idea it was coming. I don't know if she, again, I don't know if she knew it happened, but I feel like she knew the shit was hitting the fan and had time to prepare herself.
Again, with Lisa Rinna at the table, it's like she had a mic in her ear and she was repeating what people were saying to her. Mm-hmm. I hated that scene more than anything. I'll never be back on Lisa Rinna's side ever.
Not me either. Yeah.
I can't believe how much I dislike her.
Yeah, same. That's how I feel.
Another every day you wake up with another baseball bat to the head. Shut up. How do you think those people felt when he is burning from the inside out? You can't Seriously. Get treatment.
It's ridiculous.
It's sickening. She never brings that up, and she's acting like she can't get her makeup done, which she does anyway. I can't imagine.
It's crazy.
What are the other thoughts? I thought that if Kyle or Kathy Hilton should be on Real Housewives of Orange County with Vicky and Tamara, they would have stayed up with her. They like to stay up and party, get that late night footage.
Do. Yep.
And they're all going to bed. See, that's a rich person thing. She's just up all night and she can sleep all day and it doesn't matter. You never had to get up for anything.
Right. 100%. So what a life.
It is the life.
All right. Should we talk Salt Lake?
Oh, just in one more thing. I hate sound baths. Don't film them in a sound bath.
Same.
No one cares.
I did like Kathy falling asleep there.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure it's nice and all, but not for the viewer.
No.
And without Erica, it would have been a season full of sound baths.
Yep, exactly. All right, Salt Lake. I found the conversation with Jen and Heather to be hilarious.
Oh,
because
my God.
Jen is a master manipulator. She flipped the script on Heather to where Heather's like begging her to be friends.
Are you like, breaking up with me?
And like sucking her dick. And then
I can't stand either of them.
No. I'm just going to put this out here. I think this season is not going to be Beverly Hills. I will say that 100%. They're giving Jen a crazy edit, like generous as fuck. They're giving her family moments. They're giving her, it's an odd choice by Bravo to not be trying to edit her in a way that Mac, you know what I mean? It's just it's very fascinating.
I really hope it changes.
Giving her, right.
Because was this all filmed before?
Yes.
See, Jen is acting like she's never going to be arrested ever in her entire life. So
right.
We'll see how it is after.
Yes. That's what I'm interested to see is like, is this actually just like what she was filming because she was trying to create a narrative and they're just showing it and then it's going to flip. It just does feel like they're giving her a lot of opportunity to seem like she's trying to be a better person. And like,
yeah,
you know,
either they're setting it up like her and right. they're giving the Jen and Stewart combo.
Right.
Maybe they wouldn't have showed that. Like,
right.
Pay attention, Stewart. And Stewart's one turning on her.
Maybe.
And her and the nephew, like, I would have left you. Okay. How can your marriage be falling apart? And then you're picked up by the feds. I mean, was Joe Giudice even arrested by the feds or what was he arrested by? Was that the federal government?
Yes, because it was tax shit.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the situation.
Yeah, it happens.
But when she's sitting there and she goes, the CBD deal was sent over. They're just putting in clips like that, which I do appreciate. Would they have put that in before? I don't know.
Right. Right. I don't know either.
She's really pretty. There's times
she does
when
look
the
good.
Camera.
Yeah.
And it's
like her
God.
Confessional look. She looks good in it. That like cutout dress situation she's wearing.
And if she wasn't going to prison, I almost feel like I would be on Jen's side because she's good TV. She's a good housewife, but she's a criminal in real life. Like if we didn't really know this,
right.
Because she is pretty people get away with more. And that's just the reality of life, you know?
Right. Right.
I don't know why I think she's so pretty, but
I think she's, what was very illuminating to me is when they were having the the little lunch where they were trying to describe to her why Meredith is pissed. And she just goes back to like a 5-year-old, like he said something about her vagina. So now, and like, and she's like sitting there like spiraling. And she's like, right, right. And they're like, no, like the way her brain works is honestly very childlike. Like,
yes,
she doesn't, there's no growth.
Can't move. Yeah.
Like she's just not an adult. Like you're talking about somebody's kid, regardless if he's a D-bag or not. You should not be putting things about somebody's sexuality on social media, period. Like you just
especially when he hasn't come out and said anything which way or the other, he could easily be screwing women, screwing boys. And who gives a shit?
If you as a mother can't see how that would piss somebody off, then you're psychotic.
No matter what. And I think she showed her vagina, and anybody in the history of time who's shown their vagina, Britney Spears, Paris Hilton, getting hauled off to, you know, some type of thing. Their lives aren't together. Jen, your life isn't together. You're showing your vagina, and it might not be on purpose, but when you see someone's vagina, you say something. See says vagina, the, say something. You know?
Says the woman who's talking about shoving popcorn up her
vagina. See the one who's scarring their children, okay?
Oh, God.
And I can't stand Heather. Stop it, Heather. Be a real housewife. Whitney will go toe to toe with Jen, I think.
Maybe Whitney cracked me up with the sex demonstration in her confessional. I thought that was hilarious.
That was real. I mean, we've all had, you know, of robotic sex and
I thought that was funny. But I don't really care about her personal life. Like her and her husband's relationship does not interest me at all.
Not at all.
Yeah.
It almost makes me uncomfortable to see his face.
Yeah, the way he's like smiling while she's like talking about how much she wants to get fucked was like odd.
So they have two kids of their own.
Uh-huh.
She's birthed two kids that look nothing like her.
Right.
Just because her hair's dyed.
Her kids? They are, right?
I don't know. They don't look like her one bit. And
I think so.
I don't know. She just doesn't give me mother energy one bit.
She doesn't forget
about them in the trunk.
You know who doesn't give me mother energy either is Madison from Southern Charm. Anytime I see a picture with her,
She's never seen him before. Yes, at all.
Seen him before.
I know. She really, she looks like she's getting plowed on the couch and her kid's making breakfast for himself in the kitchen. I hate men. I hate Jenny's husband specifically because she's had it in the next. Is her name Jenny, the new girl?
Yes,
her daughter is the star of the show. She's Melania number one over Melania.
Right.
She's hilarious. She's adorable. Down. Well, I loved her. Bruce Lee or Parsley. I thought she was hilarious.
Yeah.
I think she's so cute. Melania didn't live up to her potential in my eyes.
Hmm. Melania had some great scenes as a child. I think her teenage years, she's gone a little off the rails.
Yeah. Not like anything traumatic's ever happened to her. You know, Melania.
Yeah, get her.
But he wants her to have more kids. They already have a table full of kids. She has her tubes tied, they say, the next season. And he's like, well, I want more kids. Like, what are you going to cheat on me and go get somebody pregnant? I hate that. That bugs me.
At a certain point, though, it's like
three's not enough
for what? Right. Like, what's the point?
God, drives me nuts.
Your odds as you increase having children is that one is a dud, like 100%. And as you're older, you have less. You're just more tired. I mean, there's so many levels of why it's good.
When you get your tubes tied, they ask you 100 times. It's not just a one time thing.
Right.
They're like, are you sure you want to do this? You know, there shouldn't be a reversal. This is it. Sorry.
You made
a major decision. Yeah.
100%.
Or men with the back and forth with their vasectomy.
Yeah. Dumb.
I'll never forget Megan King Edmonds riding around with her freezer full of sperm. It's like, he doesn't want kids. He chopped his dick off.
Freezer full of sperm.
I have turned 100%. I've turned on Lisa Rinna. I am on the Mary train, all aboard. I'm fascinated with her.
Yeah. I think she's a good character. She honestly reminds me of someone that belongs on like 90 Day Fiance. Like,
yes.
Like, I feel like that's her kind of
vibe.
She's
not Bravo.
She's not Bravo, but she's great. Yeah.
She's great. I love her.
I think she's like a Kathy Hilton.
On the same parenting train as me, telling her kids if they smell fish to run.
Yeah, I like Mary so far. I actually liked seeing her natural hair too. I thought it was nice to see her like in her home looking normal. Yeah.
With those chairs, the Willy Wonka chairs.
Jesus, that house is insane.
She's nuts. She's probably running a scam too, but she's good TV.
Probably. But it's a tax exempt church scam, so no one will ever come for her.
Right. Yeah, right, right.
Literally. What else?
What's her name? Who brought the sewing machine over? Like, no, we're not doing sewing as your storyline, honey. Yeah, she's got nothing.
No. Really? That's like, I think, I don't know. I'm just a little concerned, like I've said, about the Housewives franchises post Beverly Hills. It's going to be hard. Yeah.
Meredith, I'm into Meredith. I just fascinated by the way she talks, to be honest. I wonder, was she 2 years old talking like that? I'd be creeped out. Like, do you see ghosts? Are you a witch reincarnated? Like, that's the way she speaks is so chilling.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Oh, the word on the street is that she called the feds on Jen.
That'd be great.
I don't believe it though. I don't think it's just like a hotline to the feds. Oh, okay. Like, hey, I think Jen's real in real deep trouble.
Mm-hmm. I think you're right. I think she.
I think Meredith is running with it, which is great housewife fodder. But
I will take it all day.
You think maybe Meredith would have called the feds?
I don't know. She does seem like next level pissed. Like even the husband seemed like he didn't care as much as she cared. But she's like, I think. She violated, like Jen violated her family, she feels like. So I wouldn't put it past her.
God, when you go on those shows, you know, you got to deal with these psychopaths, and that's what happens.
Right.
Crazy.
All right. What do you think about Potomac? I love Candace's mom.
Oh, she's great. She makes me scared and uncomfortable. And I'm so grateful to the Lord I was born with a really sweet mom.
Right. I do not care about Candace dropping an album, which I think drops today. I
liked
the
scene though at the parking lot.
Yeah, I thought that was fun. I think there is either an age or a like, I don't buy like people not trying at 18 for some reason in music. Like if you're 40 and all of a sudden you're going to become like, you're not Tina Turner.
Spending
I don't know.
Your savings
like,
on it.
Right. It just seems like a bad decision.
Did Tina Turner start out late in life?
Well, when she was most famous, like when she
was
peak
later.
Of her career was like 50s and up.
God,
like after she broke up with Ike and was free.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Great Tina documentary on HBO Max. If everyone wants to watch it. You'll learn a lot about Tina Turner.
Nothing makes me happier than Beyonce singing that. Seeing them two on stage. Oh, what a thrill.
The best.
I love how Beyonce is brought up like 100 times every Potomac episode too. It's really funny. I enjoyed. I used to love like when Britney Spears would walk in and watch her dancers and she was like in her half shirt. And
yes.
Fresh faced.
Yes.
But when Candace walks in, there's just something to that. It's so hard to be in the music business. You know, this is a waste of money. You know, this is going nowhere.
Yes. That's the thing for me. It's like, it's just an irresponsible choice as a grown ass adult. Like my dad struggled as a talented musician, like the first half of his life. And then was like in jazz, you know, and then was like, fuck this. Like, this is not a way to live. Like, I feel like at a certain age, you have to be like, this is not a practical decision for my future to spend this much money in it. It's fine if it's a hobby, but it's like, this is the career path. I don't know.
You know, it's funny. I used to go to this girl's house. This is my friend and spend, you know, go to her house and in the basement, her dad would be playing with his band and stuff. And now we're at that age where I always think about him. Like, I'm at the age where this guy was playing in a band and still trying. It's like, how depressing to reach this age.
I know.
It's hard to keep going, but the chances of making it at this time.
Right.
Jeez.
How about the mom calling Chris a house husband? She's so shady. Asking if he's on payroll. Did she insinuate they're paying for the house?
Or Mia asked. I think she kind of did.
Okay.
I loved what's her face's response? Like, well, I want to know. What's her name?
Who?
Giselle.
Oh, yes.
Like, well, they're over there. Giselle. Wendy's reaction, like walking away, like, oh, shit, you know that she's going to go crazy on. Candace does go nuts. And then now they're fighting online. And one of them's, I don't like how Candace goes for everyone's features. Not everyone's a petite little perfect woman looking woman like you.
Candace is a dirty fighter. It's gross.
It is.
It says a lot about her character. And unfortunately, I think it's learned behavior if you see her mother.
Yeah, you're right. You know, going for someone's feet. I would never look at a woman's foot and be like, and her big ass foot. You
yeah,
know?
It's just a weird. She always picks weird things. Foreheads, feet. It's like, leave people leave people alone.
And it's not even like the worst insult, but the way she says it in the tone, it sounds so nasty.
Yeah,
it's
very like, degrading.
Makes your stomach turn.
Yeah.
I love seeing Wendy and Mia get along. Mia looked pretty in her little hooch outfit.
Yeah, they looked cute. It just was sad. Like, we're all in this parking lot. Nothing's executed well. There's like this team of people who are trying to pretend like they're super professional dealing with these idiots. Like, I didn't need it.
You know, Chris lost his restaurant. It sounds like he's trying. He's doing what he can to cook. He's showing up in an apron. Mm-hmm. He should have rescheduled whatever he had doing. If he's the manager and they're spending that much money, he should have been there every step of the way. Yeah, that's 100%. A big mistake.
Definitely.
I mean, but Candace's mom is a real bitch and he's trying and everybody there. Yeah. Candace is nasty and stuff, but I just hate how everybody wishes. So if your life isn't perfect, how they were, when they were kissing Chris and Candace at the end, they all stood by and were saying nasty things about their relationship. And it's so, it really shows how dark the world is rather than being happy for people.
Yeah, it's true. Everybody loves to talk shit just like us.
Yeah. Chris is involved in the fight too. I couldn't really follow online. I lost interest of what they're fighting right in there with her. Mm.
I loved Giselle's daughter, like being the worst driver ever in that mini, just like running shit over.
She's so cute.
It's crazy how like just bad you are when you first start driving. Like you just have no idea what you're doing, just hitting shit and like
like Amy and Floribama Shore.
Seriously.
Her daughter.
We're
gonna
talk Floribama Shore, but can I just say the one thing that was driving me nuts in episode one was that they got dirty trying to get the car out and then they just stayed muddy for hours.
Who would do that?
Dirty people.
You belong with a pig sitting in your shit. Okay. Dirty people. That's disgusting.
I know. I thought the same thing.
I would go in and shower
for 5 hours muddy.
And it's not like a little bit of mud. He was drenched in
dirt.
They were
covered in mud. Yeah, no, it's disgusting.
And how do you get stuck in? It's like growing up in the snow, you're going to drive right through the snow. But wouldn't you know to not pull up into there?
Right. Well, she doesn't seem like she knows what she's doing driving. Yeah. All right. We're getting into it. Let's save it. I just had to say that.
All right, agree. What else? That was driving me nuts.
Anything else?
Stinky. Well, Candace just grow up fighting on FaceTime in front of everybody. And then what do you think about Robin? Give it up, Robin. Don't have a business. If you have no clue, you have 15,000 orders. Something she crazy like that.
She needs a manager, like a business manager. She's the talent.
And then
she needs
like
scammer, a business
though,
person.
Just like they did get scammed.
Right. Well, they need a legit person. Yeah.
And Juan is completely out of it too, has no clue. Can you imagine having that many orders and you don't get any get up and go? Like, I should really care about this. This could be successful.
Right. It's, well, I mean, I think that's like, you know, sometimes when people are actually depressed, like clinical depression, like, they can't, you know, their brain is not connecting things properly.
There is a glaze over her eyes.
There is, for sure. I think she's depressed. Like, I think she needs actual therapy, not like a life coach.
She needs to cut the cord from Juan, is my opinion. If people could just get over that hard, like, you're not going to be with Juan for the rest of your life. I don't know. I think sometimes it's that simple. Maybe it's not.
Yeah.
Like, I had a friend who always complained about her husband. It's like, fucking break up with him then and your life will be happy. I don't know. Sometimes it's just like these people drain you. Mm-hmm. Juan isn't horrible, but
Ugh.
I don't know.
I'm over the relationship.
It's depressing. Yeah, I am too.
Yeah.
And just the decision she made, $100,000 over budget. You don't need marble, Robin.
God, absolutely.
People are dumb.
Especially when you've suffered financial ruin. Like,
you don't learn.
I know. It's wild.
And what's her face with her prolapsed uterus? Can we not? I mean, Jesus.
Who?
What's her name? Ashley. She's in there with her family. She's like, my uterus is prolapsed. Yeah. It's falling out. Like, and then it gets in my head. I'm like, I think my uterus is prolapsed. I don't know. All right. Kyle and Amanda are getting married from
Summer House
this weekend. They're going to share the same wedding weekend as Geneva. Great. Hopefully it gives them good luck.
Mazel tov. I like them now. I'm on board.
Yeah, we'll see after. It seems like he's burning her, flirting, but he gets drunk. That's his problem in Winter House. We don't know by the preview. She's crying over him already.
What's new?
Right.
But all right. Last but not least.
I just can't with her hair. Her hair kind of bothers me. She was on her story and her hair is just, I love that it's simple, but people who just do nothing with their hair every mm-hmm. single day, Melissa mm-hmm. Gorga style, starts to drive me nuts.
Mm-hmm. You want a different hairstyle. The wedding, I guarantee you, she does nothing.
Get some volume. Do something. Look like a hooker once in your life. I bet Kyle.
It's your wedding day. That's when you should do it.
Put it some freaking big extensions in. Get some hairspray. Look like you're from the 80s. Suck his dick and, you know, get the job done. Shut him up. That's what he needs. He needs to be drained. Drain the swamp.
Wow. Okay. All right. Below deck. What did you love here?
I love Captain Sandy yelling at her. She's right.
Like that too. I don't give a fuck, Malia.
You are the freaking senior chief. Who's higher than you?
No, 100%. Malia's gonna rat people out for weed pens, but then gonna sit on somebody who can barely walk.
Yeah,
his leg looked fucked up. Like that's not a minor injury. Yeah. I agree, 100%.
And the way that he felt, like he cracked his head open.
Yeah.
Off the hot tub.
Right. It didn't look good. I think
Captain Sandy didn't do it 100% correctly. Not like Captain Lee would, but
Captain Sandy is hot and cold. One second she's your best friend and could give a fuck less about anything. The next second she's raging at you for not following procedure. I did think it was impressive. She actually fired somebody. And like, I thought she was going to keep Lexley around. Like she kept saying,
finally
like,
doing what needs to be done.
Interactions. Like you're a fantastic human being. It's like, listen, there's a line. And to me, it's telling someone they should be aborted twice and calling someone the R word. Yeah. Like those are just like, that like, is
threatening to character, hit people.
Character flaws mm-hmm. that is demonstrating to you that this person is not a stand up individual. I understand she suffered trauma and I feel terrible for what happened, but like, she shouldn't be working. Like we said from the beginning, like it was too early for her to be working. Mm-hmm. She should have been at home.
And I believe that she's psychotic. How could she be a preacher's kid? You'd think she would have better values. You know, she's nuts.
Yeah, she is.
She's out there. And I think she would hit someone.
Mm-hmm.
It probably is amplified, but I think she's always been a terror. It's like people at the church, like what's her name? Lexi's she's on one. Stay away.
Yeah.
Lexi would be a perfect real or a desperate housewife, like a scripted character. She's almost mm-hmm. like a scripted character. She's got a light in her eyes that look like she's going to have laser beams burn through you. She's really got a look in her eyes.
She does. 100%.
She was.
And like going off about, I don't have poor friends because like, you know, poor people. It's like, what? Saying that kind of shit and you're working. You're not fucking Kathy Hilton. Shut up. You know what I mean? I mean, saying that period's fucked up, but like you're not
That's
even
crazy.
Like,
yeah, you're, right. You're not rich. You're on a freaking boat
below deck.
$40 an hour.
You're not on deck. You're below it. Stop.
Yeah. You're below deck, you bitch.
Seriously.
She is crazy. Nuts. I was proud. I actually like how Captain Sandy fires people. It's like really soft.
Yes. I actually enjoyed Captain Sandy this episode. I got to say, I love her flipping out on Malia. I thought she actually handled the Lexi thing well. Yeah.
I think fire Matthew too. If you have someone in quarantine who gives a shit, teach him a lesson.
Right. Right. Cause everybody, I have to give people credit because they weren't just harping on Lexi. They were also like, he said some fucked up shit too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like he wanted, it does show he's been nuts this whole time. He never stopped being nuts.
Right.
He's so immature. When they come back, when she comes walking back out, he has to say, oh, here's the worst person. Mm-hmm. Grow up.
Right. Oh, very childlike.
Imagine dating a loser like that. He would like, burn your house down.
Yeah.
No the creep.
Yeah.
You know, and people say they never complained about his food. He seems like he cooks the worst out of any chef we've ever seen. I just don't even understand it.
Not into his food at all. Family style is does not belong on a yacht more than once. I want pleated
never.
Food. I will take a family style lunch. That's it. Yeah, dinner, you need to present pissed. To me what I need to eat.
Yeah. Those women were all too easygoing. And he forgot that woman's food that one time just completely blew it off. Ugh. Food is the most important thing in the world. You have to get it right.
Absolutely. Could not agree more.
And Katie is the worst chief stew. I have had an epiphany. The show comes down to the chief stew. And that's why it's been good. Because Hannah was, got to give Hannah credit. She was better.
Yeah.
Kate Chastain, amazing. They're the focal point. They run the boat. They're the mother hen. If they're dead behind the eyes like Katie is, then that's it.
Yeah.
If the boat was going down, Katie would be in a corner crying. Mm-hmm. And Kate Chastain would get the hose and she would be getting people on the life raft and your life would be saved. Even Hannah, she'd be doing it with a cigarette in her mouth, but it would get done.
Good point.
Katie's a second stew. Even Courtney. Courtney said what needed to be done. Katie, right. Take control of your freaking wild person, you know?
Crazy.
I don't know. I like Courtney, though. She's cute. Give Z Way or whatever the hell his name a chance. He's so sweet.
Buying I hate flowers. All these people.
<He's not laughs> I like Courtney.
I'm just not into this cast.
Yeah. It is a dead season.
But yeah.
Have you had Courtney a chance to watch the Realtor show?
No, I haven't. Because I moved and the DVR like hasn't. I didn't. Yeah, all my recordings haven't moved.
We'll talk about it. You know, when you're bored someday, watch it.
Someone at my new job knows Josh Flagg very well. She's in real estate. So she was telling me like, oh, I've known Josh for years. She's also Jewish.
Is he nice?
So, I mean, she said they're very good family friends and blah, blah, blah. I think she's that kind of money, though. I have a sense.
Oh, like how did she get into your, how did you get talking homes. About that with her? You told her you have a podcast?
No, she has two homes in Florida and she's a contract employee. So she doesn't work full time with my company. And so she was like, yeah, you know, my other job is like, I have a team of like 100 real estate agents. I was like, oh God, like what brokerage are you with? You know, I'm just like making conversation.
Oh, okay.
Then,
okay.
Yeah. So then she was just like, yeah,
I tell nobody I have a podcast.
Oh yeah. No, I don't tell people it works.
And I'm worried like the first mom that might be like at a school function, be like,
right.
Are you Justy? You know, I mean, that's thinking big, but you know, someday maybe it'll happen. Right, I'll be like, That's not who I am. No,
yep, not me.
Especially after this first part of the podcast.
All right, guys.
All right, guys.
Guess what? We'll be back. We love you.